Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hi there. Happy Friday and welcome to Enter the Light. We're so glad to have you. It's Jan and Lynn together, and we're going to be talking about totems. What are totem animals? How do they appear? What do they bring to our journey? And who better to explain all this to us than Jan Drake Bucky, who... Well, Jan was just telling me that she's only recently, like only within the last few years, been picking up the totem animals. So I guess you found the talent kind of came to you, did it, Jan?
It did. And thanks, Lynn. Welcome, everybody. Mm-hmm. Happy Friday, too. Yeah, it did. We were just saying, like, I don't know. I have several stories, actually. But it was about in 2006, I think, and we were having an earthquake in Las Vegas. And we were asleep, my mom and I. I was living with my mom and taking care of her. And I all of a sudden woke up, and I saw this butterfly. And, I mean, it was a huge butterfly. It wasn't just a small butterfly. It was huge. It was, I would say, about half my size. And I've heard some mediums say there's no such thing, that spirit animals don't get that big, but this one really was. It really was. It was that big. And anyway, it was yellow. And I just got up out of bed. I felt like I just knew I had to get up. And it was taking me across the hallway right in front of me, and I knew I had to go. And my mom was screaming, and the house was shaking, and then within like a second, I just sort of snapped out of that reality and was fully awake. And then
wow.
I thought, oh, my God, wait a second. What happened here? I just saw this butterfly. Wait a minute. I was awake then, too. And so all I can think of, and I was thinking about that today, again, how to describe that, that it was just a very close dimension to ours, so close that you can barely notice it, because it was still the same exact scenario as I was in my house, in my bedroom, and walking down the hall, the house is jiggling, my mom is screaming, you know, the same scenario. It's just that I was a little bit half awake or half asleep or whatever. So that's how close the dimensions are. I mean, they're just so close. Because I was still fully awake in that other dimension, seeing the animal. And then when I fully awakened, the animal wasn't there. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it was the most bizarre. I've never had that happen that I could remember. Anyway, it took me to my mom, and she needed me. It woke me up out of bed and took me right over to my mom. And we were having a big earthquake, and it was outside of town. And she was panicked because she was bedridden, not totally bedridden, but almost, and very afraid, you know, and she was disabled, so afraid of what could happen. She was afraid she was going to roll off the bed. And so anyway, we got through it, and then I told her about that experience, and she just had never heard of such a thing and was very grateful that the animal woke me up, that the butterfly woke me up. And so that was my first real experience of a spirit guide. I'd never had anything like it. I didn't know anything about it. I wasn't in touch with psychics or anything. I had nothing to do with this whole world yet.
Yeah.
The only thing that I was experiencing at that time was I knew that I was psychic because I had it all my life. As a child growing up, I saw orbs and people and heard people talking and spirits and stuff, but I wasn't into it at all. And the only thing that I was watching Sylvia Brown on TV, you know, and listening to her, you know, and so many of us did, you know, with Montel Williams, and that was about it. And, but after that experience, I decided to look it up, you know. I looked it up on the internet, and it brought up this man's name, Dr. Stephen Farmer, and he is an animal totem expert. He's actually a psychologist who got into shamanism, which is a whole practice in of itself, and it involves animals. And he had a radio show. So I started writing him and asking him questions, and he told me all kinds of stuff. And then I got on a show. I talked to him several times on the radio about things, you know, and stuff. And I had another very big experience when I was ill with a heart attack. During that time, I had a dream, and I dreamt of a tiger. And this was a full dream. This wasn't any part of being awake. I was fully asleep in a dream. And the tiger came in, and she told me, she came right up to my face and said, "You are not going to be leaving yet," because I was in a very precarious situation. I was in ICU for 11 days, and I was pretty ill. I was ready. I could have gone if I, you know, wanted to take that time, what is that called when it's your exit point? But that animal told me, "Nope, you're not going." And so I called Dr. Farmer and Dr. Stephen and asked him, and he said, "That was your power animal. She's been with you since birth. She'll be with you the rest of your life. She's called a power animal, and she's a gatekeeper, and she'll be with you when you pass. She'll let you through, or she'll help you go through, walk you down the rainbow bridge and walk you through the whatever it is that we go through to go pass through." And she's like an angel spirit guide, animal guide. And so that was a really interesting, I'd never heard of such a thing, you know. That was so fascinating. But now I have seen this animal in so many of my readings and so many searches for missing people. She'll come in and show me places, significant places. Yeah, and so I know that she's real.
Absolutely.
We don't always know if it is real, though, you know. That's the only thing. What's that?
Well, what is real, Jen? Tell me that.
What's that? What is real? Exactly.
You know
what
I mean? Because, I mean, some of us do experience spirit, right? And then there's some people that laugh and point, and sometimes they poke us and they go, "You're not real." But it is for us, and for the ones who do it, it's quite real.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
It's a relative thing, reality, isn't it? So,
yes, it is.
I just wondered, regarding the butterfly story, what is the significance of the butterfly as a totem or a messenger, even? If you don't mind.
Not at all. Butterfly is for transformation and change. That is the most significant is time of change and time of transformation. So life changes, life transformations, anything like that. And also it represents color, like lots of different types of colors. It might be when a butterfly comes around or could be your totem animal, you see it more than two or three times in a significant period of time, like in a week or 2 weeks, or if it's an animal that you see regularly, it will most likely be your totem. And it means they love color. It's nice to have color around you. Bring more color to your life. And it means joy. Also joy and high energy and laughter, you know, joyous feelings, thinking, that kind of thing.
Right.
In
your butterfly story, that butterfly was almost like an avatar, like a spirit coming to you to guide you to your mom. I've heard a lot of stories like that, eh? Mm-hmm. That's an awesome, awesome experience. I'm sorry, Jen, go ahead.
Oh, no, that's fine. I have poems and more information on it, and I can talk about it later.
Well, I was going to say, let's segment up our, because we're going to do totems most of the show, I think. But I want to take one caller who I recognized the area code from last week, and I think this is someone we didn't get to. So how do you feel about taking a little break, and we'll do a caller, and then we'll go back to our discussion?
Yeah, sounds great. Perfect.
Alrighty then, let's do that. 954, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, it's Mary.
Hi, Mary. Were you waiting to get on last week, Mary?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. And we didn't get to you. I just recognized your area code. I was writing them down so we could see who could we could bring on this week. So great to hear from you, Mary. Have you? Did you want to ask any questions about totems, or did you have a question in general?
Yeah, I have a general question. If the lady is able to pick up on a cat that's missing.
Oh, a cat that's missing?
Mm-hmm.
Now, is this the gray and white cat?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm seeing a cat, too.
Yeah. It's the gray and white cat. We
right.
had this, we had this guy last week, and a couple of weeks ago, I think. And we mm-hmm. saw him sitting on a shelf. You did, Jen.
Yeah,
oh,
on a ledge. Is this Mary who's
calling? Yeah, I still haven't spotted him. A lady called today and thought she had seen him. It was a female cat who's gray and that, but it wasn't. It was a female cat, smaller. And so I'm still searching, and I put up posters all over, but nobody has even seen him. And I've connected with several people now. There's two women in the area close by that are feeding different groups of cats, and I thought maybe he got in the mix, but nobody seems to recognize him, and he
mm-hmm.
just vanished.
Is he a fixed male, Mary?
Yes.
Okay. That's probably a good news for all around, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It always is. That's
mm-hmm.
all I bring in anymore. I don't leave him out there and let them reproduce.
I know. Well, try not to worry. I think let's see what Jan picks up for you first, and
okay.
And we'll go from there. If you're ready, Jan.
I'm sort of ready. I'm not. What I'm picking up is grass right now.
There's plenty of that around.
Okay. Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of grass. And I'm seeing a white dog too. Around the area, running around the area. So I don't know if he's in an area. He may be near a white dog or a dog. And I'm seeing a lot of grass. Before I saw him in on a ledge, like in a smaller. It felt like he was in a contained, not contained, but maybe a smaller area, like in a. But I'm seeing trees. What's that?
Is somebody feeding them, taking care of them, looking after them? Or...
What I'm feeling, I hope Lynn gets the same thing, is that he's okay. I'm seeing sort of a carefree kind of feeling here.
Okay.
But what I'm seeing is a dog, though, hanging around. And I'm seeing
okay.
grass. He might be at a neighborhood
house. Where I live, there's a lot of animals in the neighborhood. There's a lot of animals, so it could be anywhere. But I've got.
Do you have different type of animals? Like what? Like I'm seeing dogs. I'm seeing a horse.
Well, there wouldn't be a horse in this neighborhood unless they've taken him somewhere at a distance, because there's no horses in this area, nothing but dogs and cats and maybe raccoons.
Yeah. Well, I'm seeing the dogs and the grassy areas. It feels like that. And I just saw the cat in the beginning when you started talking.
Mm-hmm.
And he just looked like he was just still there. Somewhere. I'm not picking up exactly where he is at right now.
Do you think you'll see him again, or get some knowledge of him, or Will he come back on his own or whatever?
No, I'm feeling like you're going to have to go out and find him. That's the feeling I'm getting.
Well,
putting out more, keep doing what you're doing.
Right. I've been networking a lot with the people that feed the animals at different hours. So I've managed to connect with a couple of women that are feeding a lot of ferals. So maybe they'll show up in one of those groups or something. That's what I'm hoping for. As long as I know he's okay. You know, unfortunately, one of the cats, one of two that some people left behind, was hit by a car and he didn't pull through, and it was pretty sad. So this other lady is feeding the mate to that cat and a group of others, and so we've connected now, so that's good.
That's nice.
So she'll be looking for him.
Good, right.
If I could ask something on another note, I have a complicated situation going on with my health, and I just found out that the doctor that I've been working with, who has been very helpful, and we're very connected, and he's opening his own practice, but not in the area, and the doctor that's working in the facility now, I saw once, and he's not very adequate for me. Although there's other perks to staying at this clinic, but I did recently see a specialist. I wasn't overly impressed just yet with that specialist. I don't know if you see any resolution to what's been going on with me, and maybe if they'll bring in another doctor where I'm going, or how this is going to impact me.
Okay.
And were you talking about a job? Is that what you said?
No, my health. It's a health issue that has been ongoing. Why are you picking up a job?
No, I thought you said job.
I'm around for a little side work.
Yeah,
I just haven't been physically up to par, so I haven't been able to, you know, work on that issue. I realize that without my health and my strength, I'm not going to be able to do so. So it keeps me a little bit kind of tight with the finances as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I do need to stay on target with this health matter, because it's not something I can ignore.
Mm-hmm.
Lynn, do you feel like going, or do you want me to go? I do see an animal right now for this.
Yeah, go
ahead,
Jen. I don't mind.
About.
I'm writing stuff down, so it's okay. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, Mary, I was seeing the shark while you're talking about the doctors.
Uh-huh.
So let me just look that up, okay, to see what kind of message that means about what shark might be giving. And that's interesting you were saying about possibility of job. I don't know why that's why I was getting that. The shark says you're especially sensitive right now, so be careful what environments and situations you expose yourself to, and allow yourself to swim through your emotions fluidly so as not to get stuck in any one feeling. You're very well protected and can ward off any threats, negativity, or psychic attacks, so that's good. And notice how your mood shifts depending on what you've eaten, and modify your eating habits to maintain your physical and emotional equilibrium. Maintain your dignity and self-respect no matter what you encounter. You will notice a heightened ability for discernment and discrimination, sorting out what's right and wrong for yourself. And you need periods of time alone so that you don't get anxious and irritable.
Yeah, I'm not really good in crowds right now or getting in a lot of, you know, just idle conversation because I'm in pain. So it's not good for me. I know when to withdraw.
That's good, yeah. And I'm sorry that you're in pain. And so anyway, that sounds like the shark has some good ideas for you. And it was just right there when you were talking about it. And I want to go ahead and let Lynn say some stuff about, go ahead to pass it over to Lynn. I'm sure she has
Thank
stuff
you.
About your cat too.
Good.
Yeah, I do
Thank
actually.
You.
Got a very strange suggestion for you, but I'll give that to you after. The image that I got was a corner lot, and there's a fence around it. Now, I'm seeing around this a cement sidewalk. Does that, do you have those in your neighborhood?
I do, yeah.
Okay. So that wouldn't be any kind of distinguishing thing, but
no,
it is a, yeah. It's a cement
street.
Sidewalk. Yeah. And the number 6 piers here in the corner of this lot, like it's a corner lot, like an average sized sort of suburban sized lot, if that makes sense. around this property is like what looks like a picket fence. It may have been white at one time. It doesn't, it looks kind of grayed out. It's not like dilapidated, it's just sort of weathered a bit. And the house behind it, I see having a kind of a fake brick or a fake stone facade. It's not a real out covering on the house. It's a like a faux finish, like stone or brick, something like that. But it looks fake, if you know what I mean, like those fake flagstone sidings you can get and whatnot.
Right.
And no offense at all to anyone who has that siding. I'm not judging it. And I also
maybe an
got,
older home or something. Yeah, maybe
yeah,
it's older.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not badly maintained. The fence may be, I'm not seeing any dogs, but it looks like a fence that would contain a pet, like a dog or a cat or whatever. And anyway, that's the image of what I'm seeing housewise. I still don't pick up that your cat has left the earth. I feel that
yeah.
there's a live energy there. Do you too, Jan?
I totally do. I don't feel like he's gone yet either. I saw him right away.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like he's still here.
Okay, and
he's
like
pretty unusual. He's been an indoor cat and he's huge. He's like a big teddy bear, great big green eyes.
Oh my
and,
God. His face was, he's got a, that's exactly how I felt when I saw his face. He looked like a teddy bear face, like a roly-poly
yeah.
face.
Right.
Yes.
He was eating,
he's
actually I was worried about him eating so much because he was constantly eating and he seemed, you know, kind of restless and always wanting to eat and kind of, he was just kind of an odd cat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He was very tiny when I rescued him, and he was crying, making a squeaking sound. That's why I call him Squeaker. And he's distinctive. He's not like your run-of-the-mill cats that you say, well, he just, you know, looks feral or anything unless he loses weight. But he's frightened of people. He's only been with me. He would hide with anybody come in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
Like
I know how he's going to be outside. He's just
well,
not.
Mary,
he's a mixer.
Yeah, I got also the phrase "food surfing," which I think is how he's eating. He's surfing
food
around.
Surfing
and,
from one place to another.
Yes, food surfing. It says
possible.
Here.
A lot of them do that around here. You don't know
and
whether
so,
they've eaten or not. They just run around and.
My feeling is he got scared by something when he got out. Something scared him
well,
too far.
I had a
from...
small electrical fire in my air conditioner one night, and the smoke filled my apartment, and I was awakened by very loud smoke alarms. And there were
oh,
six
boy.
Firemen
okay. yeah.
came through my place, and I didn't even know he was missing for a day or so because when he's scared, he'll hide way back in a closet. Sometimes it's hard to find him. And then
okay, what,
when I took
okay.
everything out, I couldn't find him anywhere. So I assume at some point in time, he snuck out.
Right. And that's what happened. He got too far and he got disoriented. I wanted to suggest what you do. You are on Facebook. Are you Mary?
Yeah. I
okay.
put posts and everything. I I put posts on Craigslist. I put his picture, especially to some of my friends who are in rescue groups. And
yeah,
I posted
picture. Yeah, what I want to say to you, though, is I want you to go to a page, okay? It's called the Center for Spiritual Understanding, okay? And what they have on their page there is a meditation. It's a self-guided meditation, and you can connect. You can guide yourself through it, and it's like a series of exercises, and it's guided by someone, but you're doing the work, and you can connect with your cat through one of these meditations. Just give it a try. You'll see it right on their page.
For spiritual
understanding.
Understanding. That's the website.
It's the Facebook page. Okay?
Okay.
Right. Go there and try that meditation. And there's one that you can connect with nonverbal people or animals. If you want to connect with someone with Alzheimer's, you can connect that way. But you've got to, it's a bit of work, but I'm going to suggest try it. And I'm going to really go quick here because we have a whole lot of callers waiting. I'm sorry. With your help, what I get is that do more meditation. The body's natural state is health. Okay. When you have a disorder, then there's something out of balance and you need to meditate and ask spirit what is wrong. Where is the dysfunction? And you want to keep working hard. Now, don't stop going to doctors. I'm not advising that. But along with your doctor care, learn to heal from within. And I want you to find a book by Dr. Wayne Dyer called I Can See Clearly Now. In that book, he talks about self-healing and how he healed himself from leukemia. And
I may have heard him on a talk show when he talked about that. And he also talked about how his daughter healed a rash and everything.
It's a hugely useful book, and I really do suggest that you find that and try the meditation with the spiritual center. It's really awesome. As I say, do the work, and you'll be amazed at how well it works, okay?
Okay, it's some food for
Mary,
thought.
Hope we help, and I really don't think your cat's just gotten too far from home, but he is food surfing.
Yeah.
He really is. He's fine. Yeah. And I just, that's why I want you to do that meditation, ask him to come home, show him the directions and stuff, okay? And see what happens.
Yeah, it's good to know that I hear my cat sometimes during the night crying, and I don't know because there's other cats that roam around, so I don't want to go in the middle of the night and opening doors and walking outside, or it's not real safe. But it's possible, you know, he could, you know, smell him or whatever. You never know. But I guess if it's meant to be and he's supposed to still be with me, I guess he'll come back. If not, I'd just be content with my two and trying to keep one of them that used to be out quite a bit. I'm working hard to make him an indoor cat permanently. I don't want him going out anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Try not to worry, okay?
Yeah.
Worry is going to make everything, but just focus and try meditating on your health a bit more because healing is huge. Help it along with your own healing from within. Your body is a miraculous machine, and it heals itself if you help it along, okay?
All right. Thank you very much, ladies. You're very helpful.
Have a
good holiday. Stay safe.
We'll talk to you soon. Yeah, happy
friend
holidays.
Friend us on Facebook.
Thank you.
Friend us on Facebook, Mary, please. You can do that.
Jan, sorry, I hung up before. I'm sorry, Mary. That's me. Okay.
I want to see a picture of her cat so I can just check it out a little bit more. But maybe she's listening to this.
Yeah.
Your show friend.
Did you want to go on to another? We've got a few callers lined up since the last
one.
Yeah,
let's do it.
Carry on, shall we? All right.
Yes.
Okay, 917, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Sure. My name is Ellen.
Hi, Ellen.
I called last week. I tried to talk, took my name, and then I was bumped off. But when I tried to get back on again, there was another person, and it sounded as though you thought you were still talking to me because you addressed her by her name. Anyway, I just wanted to, do you remember that confusing situation by regarding someone named Ellen?
Yes, no, I'm going to go back. You, I do remember you. I'm going to go back in my notes and see what sort of happened here. But let's not have the dead air. We'll just see if you have a question for us first.
Actually, what do you see coming up for me in the next couple of months, particularly regarding career and finances? But if you pick up something else, that's fine, too.
All righty. Okay.
Well, Ellen, hi.
Yes. Hi.
It's Jan.
Hi, Jan.
I'm going to give Lynn a few minutes so I can just give you an animal. But what I'm seeing first off is a big circle. It's like a sun. The sun is here. As soon as you start talking, the sun appears, and it's bright gold, and it's really good. It's really nice. That's a really positive thing to see. And then I'm seeing it's like a stork, the animal.
Yes.
So, that's different. And so let's see what that is. Sometimes I hear the name, the word, you know, and I not only saw it, but then I heard the word, heard it. So that makes it even more when I can hear the word. But I also saw a fox, too. So are you still there?
I am. I'm listening. I'm trying to figure it out. Yes.
Okay. Sorry. I'm trying to get to this page. But also the fox. So we'll keep that in mind, too.
Okay.
And the stork says, get ready for a new birth into a different expression of yourself. This is a good time to return to your original home or place where you grew up and see it from an adult perspective, noticing how it feels the same but different. Dedicate some extended and quality time to your home and family. Do some drumming or rattling on your own with the intention of waking up some primal energy that can be channeled for creative purposes. Seek out and participate in a group that is doing any kind of sacred dance that appeals to you. And you're at the beginning stages of a new relationship, project, or job. So, did you ask about a job?
I asked about changes coming up in career and finances. So we did answer
that
question.
Wow. Isn't that interesting? Cool.
Yes.
All right. Well, so that's the stork, but if we want to just go really fast to the fox, I just would like to see if they give a similar answer here for the fox, just out of curiosity. And trust your intuition and be wary of someone you're involved with who may be trying to be tricky in some way. Your intelligence and ingenuity are more useful right now than confrontation and righteousness. It's better for you to remain in the background and exert influence from that position than to be in the forefront. And it's best to blend into your surroundings and keep your intentions to yourself. It's important to take this time to break out of your social conditioning and express yourself more freely.
Mm-hmm.
And trust your senses to guide you. And diplomacy and wisdom are what's called for right now. And you're the right person and are often most productive and creative while others are asleep. So that's pretty much what it says about the fox. It says a few more things about being nurturing and being a parental figure, et cetera. And that you help others with creating solutions to problems and stuff like that. So you'll be a good problem solver in the job. And so I think I'm going to just go ahead and pass it over to Lynn. See what she can.
Thank
all
you.
Right.
You're Thank welcome. You, Jan.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, I just want to ask, can you guys hear me okay?
I hear you, Lynn, perfectly.
Okay, good, because if you recall, I told you about that bubbly quality to the audio. It's starting to happen. So if I drop, it's because Blog Talk is drunk again. But I just wanted to warn you, and I'm going to read this to you and hope I get through it. Okay. If I see the image of a rainbow, but it's in a knot, and it says that you can untie that knot. That's, there's a dream there, but there's something kind of like a knot you've got to untie before you can have that rainbow. And it says, even if you feel like you're going too slowly, and then what? Don't worry, you are progressing. But the passage from the book Winnie the Pooh comes up. And they're playing poo sticks, and they're dropping sticks under. And it says, the river says, there's no rush. We shall get there someday. And so that's what the message comes through. I think it's just saying, but don't give up. Don't worry. It's going to be okay. You just got to untie the knot in the rainbow. And I suspect you know what that knot is.
Actually, I don't. I thought I already had unknotted things and things are ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there are still some things remaining to be untied, unknotted. I don't know. I'll have to give it some thought.
Well, if something comes up, just remember what the message is trying to push through is you have the power within to untie those knots, and that rainbow is yours. You know, it specifically has an arrow going. You can untie this. You can untie this. So whatever, I guess they're just saying be, you know, confident that you can deal with these things, and I really think you can. I think you're going to knock it out of the park, quite frankly. So... There you go. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Lynn. And I love the imagery. Both of you, both Jan and Lynn, gave me great imagery. I love it. Thank you so much.
Oh, awesome.
Thank you.
I
really appreciate that. Oh, great. Okay. All righty then. Okay, we can stop for a bit, or do you want to keep going on, Jan?
Well, what do you want to do?
Well, we're still live. I'm so grateful we haven't crashed or anything. So I think let's
should we keep going then with readings?
Well, we've got
or...
two callers waiting. One person's been waiting for about 20 minutes, I guess. Let's see. Let's go through this caller, and then we've got a poem from you, and probably some announcements too, I think. And oh man, you had a bunch of other. We'll just have to carry on the subject for next week.
Yeah, we'll do it next week. That's fine.
All things,
sure.
Yeah, All Things Totem Part 2. Okay. So
there we go.
All right. So let's get this next caller on the air. All right. Area code 701. You're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Hey, gang. It's Michael Christopher.
Michael Christopher. I should have recognized your lovely phone number. Welcome. Lovely
Yay!
To hear from you, Michael. How's it going?
It's going great. How are you all doing?
We're on staying on the surfboard.
I was listening in. Was that Ellen, the one that called in last week and had where we got really mixed up? Was that her?
Yeah, we had tech problems like crazy. I think three of us got whipped off the air really fast, like all together.
Okay, because I was like,
as soon as
you guys said the name, I was like, I'd recognize that name.
Well, I'm glad she kept trying because it gets really, it's like a cuckoo clock sometimes here. But we couldn't explain why all that energy. Like, it was like my computer driver went kaplooey, Jan got thrown off, and Sue's, something happened with Sue, she got thrown off as well all at once. So. Yeah.
So I was hoping that I could get a reading from y'all.
You sure can, anytime, Michael.
For sure.
You got a specific question or just whatever pops up?
Let's just go with whatever comes to mind. I'm just
curious. Alrighty then. I hate to always make Jan go first, but...
No, it's totally fine, because the animals come through, you know, and that's mostly what I can get anyway when I do these, when I do the radio, and it's hard for me to sometimes get messages unless I do meditation, but the animals just come through right away. And,
perfect.
Hi, Mike.
Hello.
Well, Mike, so right away, I'm getting, like, all these little animals on the ground. There's like a bird, there's a kitty cat, there's a bunny rabbit, there's a chicken. There's just like lots of little animals. And there's also a panda bear too. And did I say rabbit? I see rabbit.
Yeah.
You have a lot of little ones. They're really cute. So I don't know what that's all about, but let's find out. So let me just rabbit, cat, panda bear, and chicken. I don't know if I've ever given you these before, but that's what's coming in right now.
I do remember the last time when we did one months and months ago that I had a farmyard back then, too.
Oh, you did. That's right. Oh, my gosh. I remember now. You did. You had a farm. Okay, well, the farm is still – you still have the farm. It's that, because that's what it feels like. I feel like I'm in a whole – group of just lots of animals here. Same thing. Okay, cool. So let's go with the rabbit right away and see what rabbit says. And they all feel so friendly and warm, and it feels like in a really nice environment. Like it's not, like it's warm out, you know, and it's it's in a really nice area. And that's what I'm seeing. And so the rabbit says, this is a very creative time for you, so it's important to quickly take advantage of any opportunities that come your way unexpectedly and be extra vigilant for the next couple days. If anything threatening shows up, leave it as quickly as possible. I don't know what that is, but rather than steady step-by-step progress, you'll see it happen in leaps and bounds. And also... Does that make sense?
Oh, yes.
Oh, good. Okay. And also it says, try a vegetarian diet for the next few days and pay attention to how you feel. Now, you don't have to do that. So whenever I see something like that, I just figure it's eat more vegetables. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
If you're going to find yourself going through a period of quiet and stillness, followed by a burst of intense energy. So go ahead and express your love freely and readily to those you are close to. And you are an eternal optimist, generally so positive that you find it hard to tolerate gloominess and pessimism. And in both your personal and professional lives, you cycle through periods of relative calm and also busy and tremendous busyness.
That is spot on.
Oh, right on. Well, what I want to do is just go right to the panda bear, if you don't mind, or do you want the cat? Because there's several here, or the chicken. We can do all of them, too.
I'm curious about the panda bear.
Let's see. Panda bear. Here we go. Let's see. That's kind of neat. And, it says your thinking may be a little maybe too polarized, like black and white thinking, so broaden your perspective a little bit. And you can do anything you want once you set your mind to it, especially if the desire originates in your heart. Take yourself somewhere up high where you can view the world below and meditate from this vantage point, observing how you feel.
I'm going flying Friday or next week.
Are you really? All right, cool. All right, let's see. Rather than juggling a whole bunch of projects, take one at a time and finish it before moving on to the next. And rely on your intuitive voice for guidance, which you certainly you have so strongly, and you have a very sensitive digestive system, so be attentive and careful about what you eat. And you like to do things in sequence, completing one thing and enjoying the satisfaction of a job well done before taking on another job. So that sounds interesting.
Yeah.
And see what the chicken says. I saw a few chickens, so what, you know, I just, that's interesting to see if they have that. They don't have it listed here. How come they don't have that listed? That's weird. They, okay. Well, if I don't get to it fast enough, I'll just let Lynn go ahead. I don't want to waste time because we're starting to belong here.
I don't want to keep you if you have other calls.
Here it is. I got it. I got it right here real fast. The chicken is one of the first birds ever to be domesticated, and this will go on and on about stuff. The symbolism is that, its primary symbolism is that of fertilization. And every morning, the sun, that's for the other type of chicken, the one that makes the noise in the morning.
Rooster.
Let's see. That's the rooster, yeah. Okay. Sorry.
I'm laughing with you, Jan. That's lovely.
In the last correspondence that is reflected most strongly with the chicken, the seven chakras or energy centers of the humans are balanced. There is a greater realization of truth in the world around us. They're not giving too much here about the chicken. They're mostly saying forms of divination surrounded the use of eggs and chicken. It was considered unlucky if a hen laid an even number of legs. I'm not getting any information on it. They're not really saying too much here in this particular one.
That's okay. I can look chicken up later.
Okay. How about might as well, because we're running out of time, so I just pass it over to Lynn.
Okay. Oh, I love what I got from Michael. I think I'm tapping into a past life of yours, Michael. Have you gone back and checked out any of your past existences? Because you've been here before.
It was before my kidney transplant. I had a past life regression where I actually did the hypnosis.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that only brought me back to my previous, and from what I remember, it was something about being in the Midwest, I think Kansas.
Okay. Well, this is another life, this is another one, and I've got a little historical reference in the image I drew. I seem to be on the theme of stone tonight, but I immediately started drawing a stone dwelling. It's an arched doorway, and what's very stands out are the strap hinges on the door, wrought iron that it's in, and it says here, Saint Bartholomew, and it says here in very loopy handwriting, which is not mine, you've always been in this line of work. It says here, holy man, and you. I think this is where you lived. In a kind of a holy order, and you were in charge of, like, you were the garden guy, you were in charge of the bees. I got bees, butter, and cheese, the flocks and whatnot. But your function with the people in the order, you were like the shaman. Not that they would have called you the shaman, but you were that. You filled that role within the village that you were in. And this is a really strong image. And Saint Bartholomew, I don't know. Oh, and birds. And Saint Bartholomew comes in there. And then the name Cassandra. And then under there it says Cass, like call me Cass for short. But I don't think Cassandra's a relative. I think that's one of your guides. That, because that loopy writing again. Because when I wrote...
Uh-huh.
when I wrote in that loopy script, "You've always been in this line of work," I thought, well, who's saying that? And the name Cassandra came up. So I'm sure you're in touch with your guides. See if the name Cassandra or Cass comes up with you. But this image just came up really fast. What I'll do, actually, I'll scan it and send you the image on Facebook.
Thank you.
And yeah, it's very cool. And you should do another regression or another hypnosis, because I just see you as this, you were in charge of so much, all the farming. And that's what was exciting me, because you guys brought up that again in with Jan, you know, the farming and the animals. And
oh,
stuff
wow.
Like
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And, and this was coming so fast, like it was, and this handwriting is really specifically loopy. So I'll, and actually you can see the difference when I'll show you this page. I'll throw it in my scanner where I've written your name and your area code down. The handwriting changes to the message.
Oh, okay.
It's very neat. So, yeah, you've got, your energy is so powerful, Michael. You're just so in the right line of work. And I'm going to we're all going to like get pom-poms and cheer for you.
I agree with you, Lynn. I've told him that before too. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, I'm just so excited to watch your journey. It's great, you know. And so holy man, we wish you so well. And I'll send you this.
Thank
I'll
you.
Put this in and then pop it off to you. So great.
Wow. Thank you very much.
And I also would like to send love to Sheila, and we heard that she got a gallery. Well, we're so happy for that.
Yep, she's listening too, so she hears you.
Yeah, we're so happy for you, Sheila. We cannot say. That's really cool. Yeah.
Congratulations, Sheila.
All right. Well, we'll catch you in the catch you in the flip side there, Michael. And we'll just move on, see if we can squeeze these last two callers in. And we will be talking to you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mike, for calling in. It's great to hear from you.
All righty. Okay, so, yeah, I think we'll do the totem thing again next week, Jan, and we'll try to get these callers in. And
okay.
312, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Hi, my name's Karen, and I'm calling from Chicago.
Hi, Karen from Chicago. We're so glad to hear from you. Thank you for waiting. And have you got a question for us?
Sure. I've been seeing, since you've been talking about the totem mounds, a lot of lions.
Ooh.
I mean, just like lions. I mean, I'm even doing like a trade show, but just like everywhere I turn, there's a lion. I mean, it's a lion-based organization, but just like I keep bumping into like the dolls and I don't know. It's just like really heavy seeing that.
Uh-huh.
And even someone called me like a lion the other day, and I'm like, oh, that's funny, you know. So.
Oh, that's how it pops up, and you're paying attention, which is exactly the right thing. Well, this is your speciality, Jen.
Well, you're getting involved. You're getting it too now. When they pop up like that, when it's starting to come around you like that, you can be sure that's a totem animal. They say in the books that three times or more in succession, if you see the same animal, that's most likely one of your totems that's around you. So it's pretty obvious that lion is definitely one of your totems, no question about that. And have you looked it up yet, or I can go ahead and tell you?
No. I usually my like nickname is Kitty, so I usually get a lot of cats or tigers or something like that, but never the lion like this. Like, it's really overpowering.
Yeah. Well, there must be a, when they do that, when they come in so intensely like that, they're trying to give you definitely a message. You know, it's, you're needing the message. And the lion means, I got it right here, hold your head up high, keep your dignity no matter what you're faced with. You're much stronger than you think you are and need to use your emotional strength in this situation. Call upon the well of courage that's available to you to confront the uncomfortable situation, if there is one. listen closely and discern carefully before acting rather than moving ahead impulsively and recklessly. And when faced with a tough decision, follow your heart rather than what you think you should do. So that's basically the message of the lion. And
Yeah, it definitely makes sense. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Am I nuts or did I just hear a lion roar? No, I'm not joking, you guys. Nobody heard that, eh?
I heard it, Lynn. Lynn, I heard it. I thought you were doing something with the...
No, I thought that was you. Wow,
no,
that was too weird.
Are you kidding me?
I heard a lion roar.
Lynn,
yeah,
I did too. I thought you were doing something. I thought you were like...
I had enchiladas for dinner? No, I heard a lion roar just now. Okay, let's carry on. That's exciting. You know what? We'll play it back and see if it comes up.
Okay.
On the playback, okay?
Yeah, see if it comes up. Exactly. That is bizarre. No, you know what, Karen? It is. It's wonderful. Karen, you're bringing in, you've got lion energy so powerfully around you, it even made a roar. Oh, my gosh.
Ooh, that's fabulous. Yeah.
How amazing.
Because I've also been standing up for myself, and people like really, you know, they think I usually never say anything, but within the last past 2 weeks, I've really been standing up for myself, like a job, and just really having a say. So just really having a voice, a stronger voice. So
right, and that's exactly what the lion is, exactly, because it says right here, it says you're a natural leader, and You can when you walk into the room, people always notice you, and you have a dignified manner, and you have the necessary skills and intelligence to take on projects when they seem overwhelming. So, taking that leadership role—that's what the lion's all about. Oh my goodness!
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sounds good then. Sounds good.
All right
on target. Thank you very much.
You. You're welcome.
Okay. Okay, we're 3 minutes before the end, so I'm going to go as quick as I can here. Strangely enough, the sign Pisces comes up alongside the number 11, and also the line from Rudyard Kipling's poem, If. Now, are you familiar with that poem? Oh.
Did she go off? She must have gone off.
312, that was our caller. Oh, well, I'm going to keep on reading anyway, Karen, if you can hear this. The line, if you can keep your head when all around you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, just look up Rudyard Kipling's poem, If, and read it through, and that applies to your situation right now. So I'm sorry, area code 916, we aren't going to be able to get to you, but we are going to ask you to please call back next week when we're going to do Totems Part 2. And Jan, can you get your poem in there? It's I think you can.
Yeah, sure I can.
Yeah.
I'll just say it real fast. And this one is called Fly to Me. It's a butterfly poem, Fly to Me.
Mm-hmm.
Butterfly, fly to me. A delicate but so powerful totem, transformative and free, butterfly shares its splendor, colorfully and bright. Its magical qualities are for transitions and for light. Butterfly dances around us and flutters its wings into our hearts with love and serenity, giving us confidence and cheering us on during change, which occurs plenty. Butterfly, fly to me. Help me to relax and experience joy and to transform without trauma. Thank you, Divine Wing Beauty. I am free. Life with less drama.
Oh.
That's
beautiful, Jan. That's beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Where's a good place for people to just go and read your poems? Have you got some?
They can read some of my poems on my website, www.wefindourway.com. I have quite a few on in there. I know I need to get a page where I can put my poetry, though. I've been wanting to do that on Facebook, so I need to do that.
Yeah.
A lot of my friends are doing that.
Well, look us up on Facebook and the Channeling Eric Mediums, and all our information is on the radio blurb. So We're just about at the end of the show, so I just want to say thank you all for calling in. Love and light. And Jan, anything to say?
Thank you, everybody, and we really appreciate you all calling in. We're just blessed to have so many people to call in, and we're blessed to be able to give our messages, and we'll see you next week. Have a great week. God bless you, too.
Love and light. Thank you.